Okay, Chavishkeich for coming. It's almost Purim. So, let's discuss a little bit about Purim and Mitzvah Shem. So, Adar is almost upon us, and every month has a mazel, and the mazel of Chodesh Adar is that of Dagim. And out of all the months, it's interesting, we make a very big deal about this. Adar and Dagim, we put up signs on the Bat Midrashim, which is a minig in many places, and how we decorate Beis HaKnesses, the Beis HaMedrash. Mishnichas Adar, Marv B'Simcha, there's certainly something simchadik about these Dagim. Aside from that, we find the Gemara tells us in the first parak of Megillah that the Megillah, the reading of the Megillah, has a special tkifus. Has a special koyach, which seems unusual, due to the fact that the mitzvah of Kriyas Megillah is derabanan. Yet the Gemara tells us that we're doicha Talmud Torah for Kriyas Megillah, we're doicha the Avodas Beis Hamikdash for it. Even when it comes down to the bottom line halacha of machlokas and the poskim, the Shulchan Aruch and the Rama and the Zohar Gaon and the Taz v'chulei, in regards to how takif is truly the mitzvah and the koyach of pesumi nisa of Megillas Esther. To be doich a meis mitzvah, perhaps. Ayin sham. So we need to explain in Mitzvah Shem why is it that the koyach of Megillas Esther is of such that it will literally roll over anything which stands in its way. So this past week's parasha Yisra, we have the giving of the Torah. And that's certainly a hakdama to Purim. In that Purim, of course, is Zman Kimu Bakiblu, which is the duplicate of the Nasa V'Nishma for Bnei Yisrael by Har Sinai. And of course, there are many parallels between Kabbalah Satara of Yisrael and that of the Kimu Bakiblu of Purim. The Bnei HaYoda in Shabbos Pei Tes brings an interesting chiddush from the Arizal. And the Ari HaKadosh tells us that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah to Klal Yisrael, so there are many things which we know Chazal described them about the experience of Matan Torah, the voice of Hashem Yisbarach, the Matzah of Bnei Yisrael, alongside the things which the Torah itself describes. One of those things, the amazing Nisim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did by Har Sinai, says that Ben Yehoyada in the name of the Ari, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu removed all of the Avir which was present at Har Sinai. Now this is very interesting. It needs a hesber. Why is it that we have this concept that HaKadosh Baruch Hu felt that it'd be necessary to remove the Avir by the giving of Torah? Let's understand, first of all, the vital purpose of having Avir. The simple one, of course, is that a human being and almost all of Hashem's creations breathe oxygen. And the vehicle by which we breathe in, we take in that oxygen, is through the Avir. So the Avir is essential for survival itself. Aside from that, we know that Avir is the vehicle and the medium in which voices are able to carry. That the Avir is Moilech Es Hakol. When we breathe in Avir, what that really does is that it sets the entire body, all the processes of the body, into motion. That one might say that the greatest goyrim of chayim, that which allows chayim to exist, is the breathing of air. That's the initial simple function which we do, which sets off all the endless amazing nisim which take place in our body, which allows our brain to think, which allows the heart to pump. All the pa'ulas which we do comes from that simple act of breathing in the Avir. In which case, we can already understand why it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu felt that it be necessary in order to remove the Avir by Matan Torah. First, we need to understand that Matan Torah was an experience which the Torah describes panim b'panim dibra Hashem yimachem. that it was a face-to-face encounter with the Ribbono Shel Olam, and the whole purpose of creation was for giving of Torah. And Al Pi Pnimius HaTorah, the reason why giving of Torah is so essential to Bias HaOlam, that the whole world stood and was hanging in the balance until the revelation of that day of Yom HaShishi, the great sixth day of creation of Vav Sivan, was because the entire purpose of creation, says the Zohar HaKadosh, is begin le'ishtamoydan lay, for the purpose that the Kadosh Baruch Hu should reveal himself. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu describes the giving of Torah of Ataharis Aladas Ki Hashem Hu Elokim Ein Oid Movadai, that it was a revelation to the oneness of the Ribbono Shel Olam, and that's called Panim B'Panim Dibur Hashem Imachem, that it wasn't just a Messiah which you have from Yitzchak and Yaakov. It was that you're able to see with your own eyes what it means, the definition of Hashem Echad, to know the Ribbono Shel Olam. And part of knowing the Ribbono Shel Olam is knowing the secret of the Eitz HaChaim and the secret of Chaim. But the Torah is called an Eitz Chaim, Hidam HaChazikim Ba. And giving of Torah is supposed to be a revelation of the secret of Chaim. Torah's Chaim, V'ahavas Chesed. There's a darg of understanding Torah on the darg of Chaim itself. Not just that Torah should be a blueprint for how a Jew lives his life, but attached to that and infused with the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is the Soid HaChaim. And when one does that, he's oimed on the Pnimius Nekud of Torah, the secret of Yerushalayim of Torah, which is what the essential purpose of Torah is, that a Jew should know the secret of the Raza de Echad begin to Lishta Moedim Lay. With this Akdama, the simple way to explain why it is that there was no Avir present on Har Sinai, Al Pi Pshat, I would say, is that when a person speaks, what he does is that he takes the air and the Avir which is in front of him and he converts that into the Dibur, which he utters. There's a process which takes place. There's the inhaling and there's the exhaling. When you inhale, you breathe in. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu made an amazing nace that not only when you breathe in does that allow you to speak words, and that's the force which allows you to speak those words. So the dibur are created from that breath, but also it also gives you life. Imagine if HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it that a person wouldn't be able to speak and to breathe at the same time. It means that every word that he would have to take, every few words, he would have to stop and push a button and to breathe in. But we don't. We're allowed to, like we're doing right now. We can speak and continuously speak and not have to be mafsik in order to do that which is so essential to life, which is to breathe in. We can breathe in and use that for speech simultaneously. So you see already, by the way, just parenthetically, the connection between Dibur and Chaim, of which Chazal, the Sfarim HaKadoshim, tell us that a person's life is determined by how many words he has to speak. There's a very deep connection between Dibur and the secret of Chaim. And being that the dibur in which we take, that it comes from the avir, so that's why you can explain simply, the reason why there was no avir present at the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke was because he took the avir which was present on Har Sinai and he used that for his dibur. That he inhaled kivyachol, the avir which was present on Har Sinai, and from that he made dibur mavanei Hashem alokacha. So Hashem sucked in the avir memelo. There's no avir on Har Sinai. That would be al pi pshat to understand. This, by the way, is the reason why that when it comes to learning Torah, the halacha is that one is not allowed to learn Torah b'makom hametunof, and when there's a bad smell. And that goes so far not only as to speak Divrei Torah, but even to be maharher in Divrei Torah. And that's because the avir which we smell is the avir which we breathe in and gives us life. And so therefore, if we're producing thoughts of Divrei Torah through the avir, again, because the avir is the goyim of the processes of the body, if we're breathing in avir, which has a reyach metunaf, so that means that the machshavas which are being created are being nigram, that the goyim of that is the avir which we breathe in. Mitzad the machshavas which we think and the diburim which we create. So this is a chisus in kavod ha-Torah, to have thoughts of Torah and diburim of Torah which are created from such avir. But perhaps on a deeper level, the reason why the avir was not present by Har Sinai is because, like we said before, that the revelation of Torah was one of to be megale the raza de echad, the secret of echad. And the secret of the Raza the Echad is one of which we say, Ki lo yal alechem levado yichi ha'adam. Ki al kol moitza pi Hashem yichi ha'adam. That in the same way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to teach the Yidden, and this was their hakdama to coming into Eretz Yisrael, that you don't live off of lechem. That lechem is also just a goyrim to chayim. The real davar which gives chayim itself is the Dvar Hashem. And in order to that, it should be clear to Bnei Yisrael by Har Sinai that it's the Dvar Hashem which gives chayim, and it's not the avir which gives chayim. In order to be megalda that raza de yichud, so there was no avir present, because it wouldn't be clear that if a Jew is breathing in at the time that Hashem is making the dibur v'nei Hashem alakecha, so one could be tayin to say that it's not the dibur which is the cause of life, it's the avir which is giving me life. But by the fact that there was no avir, that they were in this bubble, and Hashem spoke to them, and they were able to experience fully that it's the Dvar Hashem which gives Chayim. And it's the Dvar Hashem which is within the Avi which gives Chayim. That even Avi is a creation from the Dvar Hashem. That was necessary to be able to create the secret purpose which Hashem wanted, which is to be Megal of the Razadeh. And by the way, of course, like we said before, that you need the Avi to be Molech as HaKol, that the voice travels by traveling through the Avir. And here we have the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that he was Megarish, that he expelled all Avir from Har Sinai, yet the voice of Hashem resonated throughout the entire world. How was that possible? That the Teretz is here too. Kodesh Baruch Hu has been Megale, that when it comes to my Dibur doesn't ride on the Avir. That it's not like a Reichev which needs a Sus to carry it. The Dibur itself, essentially, is what carries itself. It doesn't need Avir. That was all part of the Nisim of Har Sinai, which we take for granted unless we understand some of the details which emerge from the words of the great tzaddikim. So it comes out that the experience of Matan Torah was one of to be Megaleh, the Seid HaYichud, V'atem hadveikim Hashem Elokeichem, Chayim Kulchem Hayar. That those who are Dovek to Hashem, they're Dovek to the Nekudas HaChayim, which is that which even supersedes and rises above the goyrim of Chayim, which is the Inyan of Avir. On Yom Kippur, which is the day, of course, of Dveikus Bashem, the day of which we see with the most clarity, Ki lo yal alechem yevadech yeha adam, ki al kol maitza pi Hashem yich yeha adam, that it's the Dveikus which gives a Jew life, the Tfilis which he davens, that a Jew has to abstain, then to fast, Ki lo yal alechem yevadech yeha. That's where we find the whole idea of Yonah and the dog. That Yonah was thrown into the ocean. Not only that, he was swallowed up by a dog and he lived there for a few days. What about breathing? What about the necessity to breathe? How are you going to live in an ocean? How are you going to live inside the stomach of a dog? So you could say, Pashup Shad, is that somehow there's avir within the stomach of the dog? Okay, maybe. I think that perhaps on a deeper level, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be Megale on Yom HaKippurim, which is the day of Achdus, where Hashem reveals His oneness, that in the same way that in the beginning of the day we already abstain from eating, and that's called Kilal Alechem Yivad Yichya. Already by the end of the day, by Mincha Yom HaKippurim, we achieve an even higher level, but just in the Maftir of Yonah, which is why we read that unusually, seems out of character to read that, but we read that in order to show that between the lines, a Jew should understand that coupled with that, that although it's not Nizgalu B'Poyel Yom HaKippurim, yet we don't have the Gilu yet, but by Yonah the Navi, that we find the semblance of this of Kilei La'avir Yichiyada, Kemaitza Pi Hashem Yichiyada. And of course we know that how did Yonah, who was Yonah? Yonah was the one that he was the son of the Isha HaShunamis, and he died, and he was brought back to life. So you see that he was somebody that although he had died, he was blown, he had a Nishmas Chaim which was blown into him. And that Nishmas Chaim comes from a place which is rooted in Eliyahu Navi, of course, which is rooted from a place which comes from a place which is higher than an Avir, which is just a Goyim for Chaim. That there's a Yichud there between Chaim, which supersedes even the Inyan of Avir. Now this secret, which we have when it comes to this friction between the Avir and Chaim, the Seid HaChaim, is something which will take place, la'asalavo. Like we just mentioned, that Yom HaKippurim is a day which is the day which is most like the times of la'asalavo. She'em bayachilu ishtiyah, a day which is me'in olam haba. this secret, which is called the Soid of Yichud, that although on the surface it seems like Avir gives life, but really there's a secret of Chaim within the Avir which gives life. So this is the secret of which Chazal speak about when they say, when we say it every day, Kol HaNeshama Tehalol Ka Haleluka. Chazal say, Al Kol Neshima U'Neshima Tehalol Ka, that with every single breath you will give Halel. Now this inyan of Halel and giving Halel, which is associated with the Neshima, so already suggests, before we delve deeper into this inyan, that the purpose of every Neshima and the secret of Neshima is the secret of Chaim, that every breath of life which we take is for the purposes to Halel Ka. It's to give Hoida and Halel to Hashem Yisbarach. And this is what the Ramban writes at the end of Parshas Bo. Famously, the Ramban writes, She'ein lanu tam acher b'yitzir ha-rishayna. There's no purpose other than this. Ve'ein kel elyon chafetz batachtana milvad zeh she'yeda ha'adam, that a Jew should know him, which is like the Zohar says, begin the ishtamaydan lay. The words of the Ramban are rooted in the Zohar Kadosh. Ve'yoyida le'lokov shebra'o, and to give thanks to Hashem that he created him. Ve'kavonas rabba masakol b'tfilos, and the whole essence of tefillah is in order to do so. Ve'yefarsim uzeh, and to be mefarsim this and say, b'yoyisecha anachno. To be moida to Hashem, to thank Him, which comes from the same root, to be moida, and to be yoida, and to be mefars in the same, this is the tachlis of creation. So that's the pshat called kol haneshima and neshima tahalalka, that every breath will bring to a halal. Now the secret of this halal, vis-a-vis this neshima, now it would seem from the surface that every single breath of life will give you the life to be able to give thanks. But if you explain it that way, you're making a period between the neshima and the halal. La'asa level, what it really means is that every neshima itself will be a definition of halal. That there won't be any period between the breath of life and the halal which you give. Even higher and deeper than what we see now. Like we explained before, when I take a breath in, when I speak, so the speech is also a function of that breath of life. That on some level, they are connected with each other. But whatever that is only a me'ein of what will be la'asalavo, of what this means, I'll call neshima neshima tahala. That there will be a utter yichud between the neshima itself and the halal itself. Like you won't need to express in words a halal. You won't need to explain what it means, your haida. That the neshima itself, that the neshima itself will be such a kedusha tikka neshima, whatever that means, whatever the secret of what this means. But this is called the secret of Chaim. This is the secret of what the pasuk says, Vayipach ba'apav nishmas Chaim. Nishmas Chaim is an adjective to describe Chaim. That it won't be a period between the neshima and the Chaim. It will be a Chaim of what's called the nishmas Chaim. That the neshima is the Chaim itself. And the Chaim is built in and is one with the neshima. We have also, this comes out from the words of the Malbim, which he quoted once before here in Tefillah Chabur. We mentioned this Malbim. The Malbim is on Tehillim in Kapitel Samech Gimel, on the Pasuk, where he says, Pasuk Dalit, David says, Ki toiv chazdecha mechayim, svasa yishabchuncha. What does it mean, Ki toiv chazdecha mechayim? So he writes over here, and I'll just say some of the words in English before getting to what I want to read inside from what he says. He says here that a Kadosh Baruch Hu does chesed, and that if a person is sick and he gives him life, so the chesed that Hashem does is that he gives a person life. He says, but here the chesed which you do Hashem is only a chesed which allows a person to live. Aval etzlecha, but by you Hashem, ha chesed ba'atzmo tov yosim in achayim. The chesed which you give to us is even greater than life itself. Ki ha'chayim inam tachlis la'atzman. Chayim of itself is not purpose. Rakshahim emsayim. Life is just an emsay for the purpose of life. That when you breathe, breathing itself is not the tachlis of life. Breathing is in order to give you the purpose of life, which is what? Svasai yishabchuncha. As the pasuk concludes. That if shebiladei ha'chayim, if not for life, i'efshar shashbeach o'eschavim safeh. I wouldn't be able to give thanks to you, Hashem. Being that the Iker Tachas of life is what, and the goodness of life is that the Tachas of life is to thank you for the life which you give me. In which case, the Chesed is greater than the life itself. And that's how he touches the Pesach. Toiv Chasdech HaMechayim. That even greater than life itself is the Chesed which comes out of life, which is the thank you for all the Chesed which you do for me. And how is that accomplished? And that's really why every day we wake up in the morning and the first thing we do is that we daven. You have chayim today, you come to davening and you say the words and then you come up to Shemona Esrei and you say these words Hashem Svasai Tiftach, which is the bechina of Svasa Yishabchunacha. That your moide in Shemona Esrei, that greater than life itself, is the ability to give thanks, that the Ramban said that the giving of thanks of life is greater than the actual living of life. Now this Bechina emerges from the Yontav of Chanukah and Purim, as we'll get to momentarily, Mitzvah Shem. First of all, note what we say in Shemona Esrei. The Chazal tell us that one of the climax and purposes of the Shemona Esrei is to say Modim. And notice what we say in Modim along the lines of the Malbim. We say Modim Anachnu Lach. We say to you Hashem, Tzur Chayenu. The secret of Chayim. Al Chayenu HaMesurim V'Yadecha. Ve'al Nishmeseinu. Ve'al Nisecha Shebechol Yamim Mano. All of this and all of this. Ve'al Kulam and above all these. Yizbarach V'yisem M'shim HaMalkinu Tamilu Mavuay. Which means to say that al and al and al greater than chayinu, al chayinu hamisim yadecha, the al nishmasin and greater than the neshama, the al nisach and greater than all the nisim which you do, al kulam yisbarach yisrach shemem shemachin lamboi v'chol chayim yidu chesal. That the act of being ma'ida and to be mahalot Hashem is greater than all these chayims. That's called kitoyv chastach hamichayim. Now with that in mind, let's come to Chanukah. Chazal tell us that the whole institution of their Chanukah is what? Kedi l'hoydes l'halal. The whole purpose is l'hoydes l'halal. And if you're wondering, like we wondered before, that Ner Chanukah is only mitzvah d'rabbanon. Yet mitzvah d'rabbanon, it has such a tekifis, such a koyach, through pirsumei nisa, that a person has to be moicher v'shoyel k'susay in order to be zeichet to a Ner Chanukah. Where does that come from? And Chazal Rav Misakin, that even a person who sees the Ner Chanukah should make a bracha, and he has to make a Shechiyonu on that. Because what's Nizgala is that there's a Nekuda called Shechiyonu, a Nekuda Sachayim, which is Nizgala of the Ner Chanukah. And the reason why Ner Chanukah is the last of all the mitzvahs, the 620th mitzvah, is because it's the tachlis of all the mitzvahs, and that it brings a person to the Hakara, like the Ramban says, that the whole purpose of this world is Kedi L'Hoydes L'Hala. And that gives the Ner Chanukah its toikef, because it has a shaykhis to the secret of Chayim. And that's perhaps why intertwined in the sugya of Ner Chanukah, which seems to be out of place, is the Gemara tells us about Yosef being thrown into the bor. And of course, there's many endless explanations as to what the connection is. But al pi darkenu, Yosef was thrown into the bor. The Chazal said that there was not mayim in there, but there was nechashim v'akravim yeshbay. However, we know from sugis and Baba Kama that bor is one of the arba of us nezikin. And what's the ikr nezik of bor? Hevel. It's the hevel habor. In which case, one of the ikr damages that Yosef was going to suffer in the bor was the hevel habor. And that hevel could have killed him. Hevel is a mazik and it's a mamis. So Lanias Daiti, one of the nisim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for Yosef in the bor, is that he took out the hevel which was supposed to kill him, and he was megalit to Yosef the secret of Chaim. That in his darkest moments, in the darkest moment of Yosef's life, that when he's in that pit, and he could have died there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was teaching him the secret of Chaim. And that's why we say on Chanukah that the mizmor for Chanukah is what? We say, Ma betza bedami b'riditil shachas. And we say, Hashem he'elisa min sh'o nafshi, chiyisoni miyar dibar. That Yosef was mechlau miyar dibar. But when he was in the bor, Hashem taught him the secret of chayim, that you don't need avir to live here. I'm taking out all the hevel. But you can't live with it, you can't live without it. If you live with that hevel, it's going to kill you. If you live without it, you're going to die from suffocation. No. Chiyisoni miyar dibar. That Hashem taught him the secret of chayim, and it was that lesson which Yosef took down to Mitzrayim, that he understood the secret of the chayim, because he was going to go into a place which is mamish metunaf, that the whole avira of Eretz Mitzrayim is the opposite of Eretz Yisrael. The Eretz Yisrael is called avira the Eretz Yisrael machkin, and the Torah says loike Eretz Mitzrayim. That Eretz Yisrael is the opposite of Mitzrayim. That if Eretz Mitzrayim is Eretz Yisrael is the place of avir the machkim, that means the Eretz of Mitzrayim is the Eretz that just to breathe the air in Mitzrayim can cause a person to come to zima and to arise. But Yosef took this lesson into Mitzrayim, which is why the Torah tells us that he went down in the caravan. Rashi says from the Gemara, which had the reich of Ketoris. Because the Indian of Ketoris is that it's a good smell. And the secret of Ketoris, which is its connection to Makipurim, is that a Jew is Kiloy la Avreich Yadam. It's the sweet smell from the Yichudim of Hashem Yisbarach that a person can live. So Yosef goes down to Ketoris to be Matayr, the Avir of Eretz Mitzrayim. Because even the Avir itself can cause a person to be Nichshal in Mitzrayim. And it's that Avir with that Ketoris, he goes down to Mitzrayim. The secret, the Yichud of Chisanim Yadivar. So that's the juxtaposition between Yosef and the secret of Ner Chanukah, Lamata Mi'asara Tfachim. And the same thing is true when it comes to Purim. That the secret Tekif of Purim, of course we know Purim has a tremendous connection with the Inyan of Ketores, the Marjor of Mordechai, the Esther of Hadassah, and hold a connection between Adar and the Chaitim, according to Sefer Yetzirah. Is it Chaitim or is it Peh? I don't remember. Anyways, Chaitim and Peh are really one. One of the things which we find in the Megillah is that there's a concept of reading the Nefilah of Haman b'neshima achas. The Chazal say about the reading of Megillah, the Gemara asks, where's the halo? Where's the halo on Purim? The Gemara says, Kriyasa Zuhilula, that the reading of the Megillah itself is the halo. Now what's the secret of the Kriya is the halo in the connection to the Neshima Achas? That really the Neshima Achas is the Shira which we sing. As we know that there were 500 men which were killed on that day, plus the 10 men of Haman, it's Gematria Shir. And that's why it's written in the Tzura, the Ksav is written in the Tzura of Ashira, because it's a Bechin of Shira, it's a Bechin of Halo. But the entire Megillah is a Bechin of Halo. But one which is not a regular Halo, it's a Kriyasa Zuhilula. What that means, Kriyasa Zuhilula, is what we said before. That normally we would think that there's the Avir, which is Gorim the Dibur, but on some level there's a connection between the Avir and the Dibur. But La Asalavadar Binizgala, that what? That really there's going to be such a manifestation of the Yichud between the Dibur itself and the breath of life, that's called Kriyasa Zuhilula. That there's a yichud, such a yichud, that the Kri itself is the Hala. Kol Anashima Tahalulka. And that's why when we read the Nefilah of Bnei Haman, it's written in the Inyan of Neshima Achas. That Neshima Achas is Me'ein, the Nishmas Chayim, which is what the breath of Adam that he had before the Kilkul, in a state before the Chet of Adam HaRishon, which was a Sibah, which was Mafrid, the two things. The Neshim and the Chayim. So that Neshima Achas is Me'ein of the Nishmas Chayim, which is this Yichud between the Avir and Chayim itself, which is Niskala Ayde Halu, which is the Tachlis of life. Kivtoiv Chastacha Mechayim. The other time which we have this Inyan of Neshima Achas is in Yishtabach. We say Yishtabach Shimcha Lo'al Malkeinu. And then we say, Kiduchana Hashem Malkeinu Shir Ushvacha Halu Bezimra Oiz Mimshala. We say all that b'neshima achas. So it says in halacha. Why dafka b'neshima achas? Because we start by saying yishtabach shimcha la'ad malkeinu, that we're going to give you a shira now, which is a me'ein of the shira la'asalavo. That's called yishtabach shimcha la'ad malkeinu. And so the me'ein of the Shira Lasalava, which we can perhaps duplicate or replicate, is called Nishima Achas, the Bechin of Nishmas Chaim. And that's what we have also by the shofar. The shofar itself, Chazal tell us that the shofar has to be blown, it should be blown by Nishima Achas. It's a machlekes between the Ramah and the Machaber. So by the Ashkenazim, we paskin that when it comes to Tkiyas to Miyushav, we do B'Nishima Achas. With Tkiyas to Me'umah, we don't do B'Nishima Achas. To roll in, right, from the Shvarim into the Truas, B'Nishima Achas or not B'Nishima Achas. And the secret here too by the Shofar, of course, is because the Shofar is just a Me'ein of the Vayipach B'Achtim of Nishmas Chaim. That Adam was created with the Shofar. That Adam Harishon and his Shaychis to Rosh Hashanah, that he was created on that day. And the Shofar is the breath of air which Hashem blew into Adam Harishon. That's what the Shofar accomplishes. So that's called Vayipach B'Achtim Nishmas Chaim. If you want to best understand what it means Nishmas Chaim, you have to understand the secret of the Nishima Achas. A Me'ein La'asalava Yishtav Hashib Chaloan Malkeinu. This is a remez and a simin to the Kol HaNeshima Al Kol Neshima Neshima Tehaluka. That's why Shofar itself is a halo. Hallelujah B'Seika Shofar. Of course. That's the Shofar in Har Sinai, which is Me'ein that Shofar. And that's why Davka, when we say Moedim, like we said before, we say Al Chayinu Hamesurim Biyadecha V'Al Nishpasina B'Kudusach V'Al Nisachat Shem Choyim Imanu. That's only just a hemshech to what? V'Al Kulam Yisparach Shimchal Malkin. That greater than that is Chol Achayim Yidu Chesel. Really rolls into that. But what's very interesting is to note that although that's all one continuation, one flow, where do we place the Al Hanisim of Purim and of in Chanukah? Right there. Meaning right when we're rolling in from the Al Chayinu into the V'Al Kulam, which is the idea of Kitoyf Chastach HaMichayim, that's the place where you find the Halo and the Haidah of Purim and Chanukah. That's exactly what Purim and Chanukah demonstrate. To be mefarsim in the sin, like the Ramban said, to be moedet Hashem via farsim muzeh. That's the ending of Pesach Menisa. To be mefarsim the soid hayichud, that there will no longer be a period between the Nishim and the Avir, the secret of Chaim and the Avir, that everybody will be makir, that it's not the Avir which gives Chaim, there's a soid hachaim, that Avir, you don't need any Avir at all. That's called Torah Kinesina Semi Sinai. The gilui of that yichud. This also has a shaychis to what we say the Gemara, the Mishnah tells us in Rosh Hashanah. It says, Hatekeya l'toch habor. The Gemara has a halacha of, if you make a tekiya within the bor, can you be yotze in the bor? So the secret of tekeya l'toch habor is the secret that the bor is the place of the hevel. It's the place of the hevel demazik. The hevel demazik is that when you think that the avir gives you life, that's called hevel hamazik. And the whole tachas of the shofar, which is v'yivu b'achas nishmas chaim, it's to be metahir, the avir of that bor, which created the whole inyan of Yosef, that he was able to be zeichet to the takir the secha bor. He was zeichet to the secret of the nishmas chaim there. That is a shaychis to the inyan of takir the secha bor. Also, when we drink on Purim, the drinking of Purim is supposed to bring a person to the place to understand this Yichud HaNifla of Kol HaNeshima D'Haloka. What exactly is supposed to be accomplished? Chai bin Ishla b'simi ad lo yada bin Araham l'barach Mordechai. Means that a person is able to reach a place which is higher than Seichel dictates. To reach a place where he has a certain ha'ara of me'ein la'asalavai. That's the chayiv inish lebesume. This is the secret of Purim, which is supposed to be in his gala. There's a secret of chayim, which is above even the nekud of avir. And that's merumiz in the fact that Haman was nitle, that he was killed by strangulation. You take away the avir. Because the whole inyan of Amalek is to be mafrid between the secret of Chaim and the Avir. That one should think that real life comes from the Avir and not to know the secret of Chaim. And being that Amalek stands in between Shemayim Va'aretz, he stands in between all good yichuds. So Mamela, the secret of Chaim itself, which is Nisgala, Kilei La Avir Yechi HaAdam, is Niskala B'misa Saman, that he dies by strangulation. That he would take away the avir, which allows him to breathe. Because a person is supposed to come to a place that you can live even higher than that type of a living. That Aman and Amalek doesn't understand how you can live without avir. So Mamela, when you strangle him, he dies. But a Jew is higher than that Nakuda. That's called the Nakuda Yehudi of a Jew, the Nakuda Mordechai Tzadik. That he can even live in a place that even if you strangle a Jew, he can still live. That the Chaim is even higher than the secret of, than the Nakud of Avir. It's called the secret of Chaim, which is Niskal Dampur. So that's why, if you take Derech Remez, if you take the word Neshima, which is the breath of life, it's called Neshima Tehalulka. It's interesting that all the Kavanas of Achid and Shti Ampurim come from the Shem Ka. That's called the Halalka. When you eat and drink, when you drink Adal Yada, the Arabi says the Shem which you machavid is the Shem Ka. So the word Neshima, if you subtract from the word Neshima, the Gematria Chaim, because Neshima means the Avi which you breathe, and Chaim is the secret of Chaim. What stands in between the Neshima and Chaim? It's Gematria Agag Melech Amalek. That Agag Melech Amalek stands in between the Neshima and the Chaim. But there's also another Gematria between the difference between Neshima and Chaim. Alex? You get it?
Yeah. Sorry.
Gematria Purim. Purim with the Koilo. Because Dafka with the Koilo, because you have to be Koilo. Koilo Lam Yachad, the secret of the Neshima and Chaim.
Same thing with Chaim.
Purim with the Koilel is Gematria Agag Melech Amalek. But if I'm Agag Melech Amalek, it's mafrid between the Neshima and the Chaim. It's Purim which comes to be Koilel, the Neshima and the Chaim. But it should be a Bechina Vayipach Ba'apov Nishmas Chaim. So Chayiv Inish Levesume Bepuraya is Gematria Nishmas Chaim. Nishmas Chaim is Nisgala through the drinking of Chayiv Inish Levesume Bepuraya. With this we can understand why the mazel of Chodesh Adar is the mazel of Dagim. Because a dog doesn't just merely swim in water or breathe in water. It lives in water. Lives in water. Like the mashal of Rabbi Akiva, that when he saw the Dagim...
There's no air.
Huh?
There's no air.
Well, they breathe in air through the water. There is oxygen. It's just that there's oxygen in the water. But you're right. Really, it seems like they're not breathing in any oxygen. But the point is like this. That's perhaps on the Chitonius, they can live without air. On Pnimius, they live with air also. However, the Nakuda is as follows. The Nakuda is that there's a very big difference between life and living life. Would you say that breathing air is living life? Not living life. That's what we keep. When he saw the fish out of water, and he saw that this is a mushal to Torah, he understood that a Jew doesn't just merely learn Torah, he lives Torah. Torah has to be a Torah Schayim. So when you take a look at a fish, you understand the secret of Purim is that you don't breathe. Nobody in their right mind would say breathing is living. That was the Malbim. If you give somebody life who's about to die, that's the gift of life. But that's not life itself. Life itself is to be Maidat Hashem Mizbarach. Then you'll know the secret of life. And that's what Purim comes to teach us. That's what Chanukah comes to teach us. This is the secret of the Nishmas Chaim of the Shofar. Is that living life means to know how to live life. That when you're Maidan, you're Halot Hashem Yisbarach, on the Dag of Kriyasazu Hilula, you understand what that means, the secret of Nishmas Chaim? That's why Mazel Dagim, because a fish doesn't just merely live in water, this is his life is in water, that his whole delight is to be in the water. Not just the way that he lives, his life is life spent in the water, and that's his Gishmak. Every moment is very Gishmak for a fish to live in water. Okay? Humans think that a fish is bored, because he doesn't understand the secret of life. There's a secret of life that you won't need to do anything la'asalavu in order to be happy. What we call bore now is because the reason why we're bored if there's nothing to do is because there's a period between the Neshim and the Chayim. But as soon as the breath of life, that davar kal becomes life itself, you won't need to do anything to experience what it means to be alive. Hashem wasn't bored before he created the world. Hashem is the secret of Chayim. The secret of Chayim means you don't have to do anything to be alive and to experience the grandeur of life. Life itself is amazing, but only if you understand what the secret of life. And the secret of the Eitz HaChaim is that there's a yichud between the breath of life and the experience of life itself. That's the secret which is Niskala, but it's only Niskala if a person is zeichet to the Chayiv Inish L'Besum Paraya. It's in that state of mind you're zeichet to the secret of the Nishmas Chaim. That's why they have the Shein Gematria. You come to a place that people think that you're a shikr and you don't know what you're doing. You're oymen in that moment in the secret of the Nishmas Chayim. The Baruch Ber heard this story years ago. The Baruch Ber was once at a conference of some type. And somebody took the pulpit, he took the mic, and he was darshaning about the Chavivas of Torah, how unique and how special Torah is. And he was saying, the Torah is so amazing. It's like avir. It's like the breath which you breathe. It's life itself. Baruch Ber got up and he said, I disagree with that statement. He says, because avir is not life itself. Avir is just what allows you to live. The Torah is life itself. And that ma'aseh is really, is just a summation of everything which we've just said. Avir is not Torah. If you think that that's what's Torah, you don't know what it means, Torah's Chaim. Torah's Chaim means that when you learn Torah, that it's mamish your life. And that has many madrigas of understanding what that means, Torah's Chaim, all the way down to the makor, what it means, the secret of the Eitz HaChaim. And Mitzvah Hashem, it should be that this coming Purim should be Zeicha, not just to go through a Purim, as we say, but to experience Purim. That Purim should be Megala to us, the Nekutas of Chaim, the secret of Chaim, that we should be Zeicha, to be Toyim from the Eitz HaChaim, to be Zeicha to the Neshima, Mamash Neshima of Kol Neshima, Neshima the Halulka, that all the mitzvahs of Purim, Kriyasa Zuhilula, everything which we do, we should be in the spirit of Chaim, because if it's not, then Chas HaShalom, it's when it comes to the Nekuda of Eitz HaChaim, either you hit it or you don't. And that's really what Purim is about. Many Purim that they're searching for the Nekuda of Chaim, and the Zeicha to have it, and there's many people that they come to Purim, and they're not looking for the Nekuda of Chaim, and it's just a day of Leitzonus and Tzchoik, and all the things we're supposed to mourn about. Kadosh Baruch Hu should help us, we should have the inspiration that coming off of Chanukah, living off of the Nishmas Chaim of the Shofar, we should be Zeicha to be able to zero in the Nekuda, the secret of the Eitz HaChaim, the Nekuda Sachaim, Zeicha to that, the Nekuda should be Nitzkala soon in our times. Al Kol Nishim and Nishim of the Halakha, because Girl Tzedek, Mi'ev, Amen.